Biggs and Barr Show.
Good morning. It's the Biggs and Barr Show. We got another alert today. By the way, if you're not,
Heat report.
It's going to be hot.
Yeah.
Again. Yeah.
Real sticky.
It's not the heat. It's the humidity.
Yeah. Up to 33, they say, today, plus humidity.
So. Before the humidity.
Yeah, so feeling close to 40.
I was, not much to do, right?
Right.
My little guy's super active, so we got to find things to do. So I'm like, well, let's just go walk around a park for a bit. Because the trails are too buggy. Go find an empty park. We did. And he lasted like 9 minutes yesterday.
Oh, yeah. It was
warm. I'm like, okay, all right.
Like auto-lethargic weather yesterday.
Yeah. The weather forecast changes daily now, like for 2 or 3 days in advance because they don't really know what's going on.
Planes. So. They have no clue. Yeah, because it's supposed to rain all this week, wasn't it? Originally?
Well, there's always a chance of rain whenever it's humid like this. There's a chance of a thunderstorm. But there's like 30-40% chance.
Yeah. Does that mean that out of three times they have this type of weather, one time you'll get a thunderstorm? Sort of?
Like that's the percentage that they make it?
Yeah, it says, tomorrow, it says chance of showers, but it says 30% chance of showers. So 70% chance not.
Not showers.
Right?
I heard.
No showers today, they say zero chance.
Okay. Really? Zero.
Yeah.
Absolutely zero.
Yeah, no All chance right. of it.
What did you hear, James?
I heard that the percentage is actually like a guarantee, but in the coverage of the area.
Oh, yeah?
So like 30% of the capital region might have a chance of getting a thunderstorm or something like that.
You heard that?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay, but you don't know. Because I don't know. I have no idea.
I don't think.
What am I, a weather doctor? No.
A weather doctor?
Yes. Yeah.
You have a PhD in weather?
Yeah.
No, often people say, because I tell people what I don't like a lot. I don't know if you've noticed.
A little bit.
From time to time.
Does Jason like anything? Yeah, I liked the weather yesterday. I don't mind it.
Really?
The heat doesn't bother me. Like it.
Yeah, I mean, it's fine. Sometimes, when you're trying to do your yard and be active, you're like, oh, God.
I was a little unprepared for it, this being, May.
Yeah.
For it to be 33 degrees.
Yeah.
But, I walked out after dinner yesterday and I was like, cool. But it was hot.
Yeah, I see. You're all right with it. Yeah. James, you're not.
The morning was pleasant.
Yeah.
Before it really gets out. You know what I mean?
Well, you have a history of chafing. So that, that must bring back terrible memories when the humidity comes up.
When I was in the old construction game.
Yeah.
In my ute. We had to wear pants and stuff.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
And so I would just chafe. There's nothing worse to me. I would hate sweating at like 7:15 in the morning.
Yeah, that's a terrible feeling.
You know what I mean? You're out there and you're still kind of waking up. Right. You've driven to the shop. You get in the truck.
Yeah.
Short drive to the job site. You're sweating and it's 7:15. I knew that was going to be a tough chafe day.
Yeah.
So I would just go home at night and put the fan at the end of the bed and spread eagle.
Right. He used to, in his parents' house, because he lived at home, he would take his pants and underwear off and spread his legs out and put a fan at the end of the bed.
I'm not allowed to do that in my own room?
To blow a...
You can.
Well, you can. I'm just,
Lock the door?
Uh-huh.
Oh, you had a lock on your door?
Sure.
Wow.
What am I, some delinquent teen who wasn't allowed to lock the door?
No, I just said it. I didn't.
Well, you're not going to like today again then. Because it's going to be hot and humid.
I'm going to stay in a temperature controlled area.
I will be fine. I will be out again in the noon sun. Working on
your yard there, eh? With your bug net and your...
No, I don't do it...
Sweating your ass
off. I'm not running.
No.
I'm just doing stuff.
Yeah.
Because I think of it, like, there's parts of the world where it's hot like this for...
Sure.
The majority of the year.
People
are working, so...
Sweating when you're working? Like, when you're doing something?
Yeah.
And you feel like you're going to do it, but when you just, like, walk into the car? Like, oh, God.
But like, we'd be pretty hypocritical. When people say it's cold, how cold it is in Ottawa, and we say, it's hot.
Right.
Well, how hot it is somewhere else, right?
For sure, yeah. So no, it's, yeah.
You just, there's nothing you can do to change this, so you just accept it.
In Mactan, Philippines today?
Yeah.
It's going to be 52 degrees.
What? There you go. A little warmer there.
I wonder if they chafe.
Probably used to.
That's a good, yeah. they built up thicker skin on their thighs.
Thigh callus. Thigh
callus.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. Well, it ain't 52, right?
No.
That's okay. Hey, you know where it's even hotter? On the sun.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
That is true.
5,000 degrees Kelvin.
Yeah.
Go. Why do you call him Kelvin?
That's the measurement.
His name is Chris.
Yeah.
Who's Kelvin?
Kelvin.
Kelvin?
Yeah, I knew a kid named Kelvin.
You did not know a kid named Kelvin.
I did. He lived around the corner from me. He drank his brother's pee by accident.
Another dumb combined name. Either Kevin or Kelvin. It's no Kelvin. Unless you're on the sun.
There's totally Kelvin.
And they drink pee, apparently. Who knows?
Just this one kid.
Yeah. We could just say they all do. It's funnier. All right. Don't drink your pee.
The latest on the Biggs and Barr Show.
Well, there's a new poll out that reveals that almost 2 million Canadians believe they have or have had COVID-19 but have not been tested. Well, they say is more concerning is that they're not changing their behavior to avoid spreading the virus.
Yeah.
I think a lot more people have had it than we
for
know
sure.
of.
Well, if
it, because of all the asymptomatic people.
And even slight symptoms. You're like, this can't be it.
We will never know how many people actually had it.
No, unless they test everybody.
That's a lot of tests.
Yeah. I'm just saying.
The province has extended its COVID-19 emergency orders until June 9th. This includes the closure of outdoor playgrounds, public swimming pools, bars and restaurants, as well as restrictions on social gatherings of more than 5 people. So, there you go. Hopefully they don't have to spray circles on the grass.
So I saw a group of about 12 teenagers.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Hanging out, eating ice cream, and I was like, you aren't all related.
How far apart were they?
Oh,
yeah,
they're
that's
teenagers.
The thing.
They're
Do
not
they
far
share
apart
a cone?
At all. No, no.
Did they share a cone?
They're all coupled. They're all coupled up. It was a date. It was a big 6-part date.
If you're looking to cool down, the city will be operating their cooling centers once again despite the pandemic. You can go to one of 4 centers, the Ron Kolbus Lakeside Center, the Hunt Club Riverside Park Community Center, the Sandy Hill Community Center, and the Saint Laurent Complex, all open today. Between 11 and 7. Same thing tomorrow.
Jason's been talking about the cooling centers in the news all morning.
Yeah,
and whenever I think of that, I think of like handing out cigarettes to kids and stuff like
that.
Like
that cool.
How to be cool.
Like
and
how
stuff
to be
like
cool
that.
Centers.
Fixing your hat so it looks right when you walk in. Yeah. It's my brain works. Continue with your serious news.
Some guy
Jason.
Who pulls your pants halfway down your ass.
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah,
through
yeah,
the
yeah.
Door. Cool. Now you're cool at the cool center.
There's a heat alert still on. We should probably give a heat report, eh?
Sure.
Heat report.
Well, it's going to be sunny today, as you probably noticed if you have eyes. 33 degrees, feeling more like 40.
Even if you don't have eyes, you can feel the sun.
Yeah,
man.
You could feel
you
it. Can,
you don't need eyes.
The UV index, guys, today. So far this week, it's been a steady at 8.
Okay.
We're up to 9
Whoa!
Now.
Holy!
So, if you got a lot of moles and stuff, keep your shirt on.
Oh, I thought you meant like in my lawn.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no. They're fine. Mix of sun and cloud tomorrow. Maybe some showers. Maybe a thunderstorm. Only 29. And then Friday, only 27. But maybe some more showers. Weekend looking a lot cooler.
It's not the heat. Cool. It's the humidity.
Yeah, we know.
Right,
okay.
Yeah,
can you
okay.
stop playing that now?
So on the weekend, they don't really know. There's been forecasted temperatures anywhere from 15 to 21. So we won't.
They have no clue. They're
no, we won't
their
delve
best.
Into that until
I mean,
later on.
Oh, the planes aren't flying. They don't know.
Let me check and see what the current temperature is, fellas, just so I can be accurate.
Looks sticky.
22.
Oh.
And that's the latest.
This is D-H-E-Z. Ottawa. Home of the Biggs and Barr Show, weekday mornings, 106.1. Shea.
There's some moments in life where you see what somebody else has gone through. And this guy somewhat deserves it, but you can check on your own day and think, well, you know what? I'm not having the best day, but at least I'm not this fella. You
True.
Know, guy in Sacramento, California was driving drunk on Monday.
Something you should never do.
Of course not. Swerved off the road, didn't hurt anybody, but he crashed into a pond.
Okay. Dangerous.
Yeah.
Did he drown?
No. He was stuck in that pond for 2 hours, though, before they came and pulled him out. So his car was like
partway submerged,
60% submerged. Like the front end was in.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So he was surrounded by the liquid.
Yes.
Okay.
Which would suck if it was just a regular pond, period. Because you'd be worried about the slips and you drown and you're cold in 2 hours.
Bacteria, yeah.
All that.
But this pond was a pond of liquid manure.
Heavy duty.
Yeah, at a dairy farm.
Oh, no.
2 hours.
2 hours in a poop pond.
In a poop pond, which I didn't even know existed. I didn't know they had poop ponds.
Yeah.
Well, it's got to go somewhere.
Why? Why do they
have poop? It just rinse away. It'll probably just drainage from the fields, right? And it just ends up there.
No, they use it like for a slurry and stuff, for like fertilizer. And so I know the fire department that I was with before I started, they had to rescue a cow that had gotten stuck in a poop pond.
In a poop pond. Yeah. Jeez. Yeah. Holy cow.
Yes, holy cow.
Yeah.
Did you mean to say that?
Let's move along.
All right, anyways. I know drunk driving is not good, and of course we should encourage it and all that stuff. I don't think this guy needs any time or punishment. I think hopefully he's learned his lesson.
Yeah. I mean, maybe take away his license for a little while. But,
sure.
But he had a good couple hours to sit and contemplate his actions.
Do you think you ever get, used? Like, you think there's, 72 minutes into it, you're like, you know what? I'm all right now. This isn't so bad.
No, I think he'll smell that for the rest of his life. Like, even when there's no pool around, it'll just be, in his brain.
Oh. Jamie spent a lot of time around
that. Spent a lot of time around some poo.
And used to pump set, let's be clear.
Pump the septic tanks.
You get used to the smell?
100% you do. Every tank smells different, Chris.
That is true.
Trust me.
Someone's getting their septic tank pumped in my neighborhood yesterday, and it was wafting over. I'm like, that. I mean, I still identify as you can tell it's poo, but it was different.
Also, what kind of foods the families like to make and stuff like that can change the scent of a tank.
Right.
But no, you do get, we used to call them dragons because when you pull the hose, out of the tank, and you have to make sure everything in the hose gets sucked up into the truck.
Oh, of course.
But sometimes you'd be putting the hose on the truck and it wouldn't fully be out. And so they're dragons because they come out and they get you.
Ah.
And they just whoop out the bottom of the hose. You get some on your leg or something like that.
You got some in your mouth, didn't you?
Well, yeah, it didn't cross the threshold of my teeth, but I did get sprayed in the face once.
Okay.
But you get used to it. Having other people's fecal matter on your own skin. It sounds ridiculous to say. I realize that.
I'm not sure you get used to it.
You used to be like, well, I just gotta wash that off.
Like, you're not horrified by it.
No, you're not horrified.
What you're saying. Yeah. It's not like you come to enjoy it.
No.
I mean, there is that segment of the population, too.
Yeah, there is.
But generally,
a couple of popular videos. Small segment.
Yeah.
Tell you one thing.
Yeah.
Gonna have a tough time reselling that car.
Hopefully, Scotch guarded the seats.
The Biggs and Barr Show.
There's a conspiracy theory going around in China about our American friends and what they might be doing.
So this is what Chinese people think Americans are doing.
Yes. Well, there's an app in China called WeChat.
Okay.
And this conspiracy theory was put out there that Americans are dealing with the glut of corpses from COVID-19 by making them into hamburgers.
So the 100,000 or so dead in the U.S.
According to this, some people on this WeChat app in China. Now, to their credit, the Chinese government has been like,
"Oh, they did."
Yeah, they're like, "No."
Yeah.
Shut that down.
Yeah, yeah.
And they did.
Oh, okay.
Because the Chinese government can do that.
They can also say some ridiculous things.
For sure.
Borderline like that, but that's good for them.
No, they did shut it down. But that doesn't mean people aren't still talking about it.
No.
You got to tell them Silent Green is people!
Did they say which particular hamburger?
No.
You know,
I tried to click on the article in the South China News, but it kept kicking me out.
Avoid the President's Choice people burgers because they're actually people.
Oh, I see.
You know what I mean? Is there a particular brand that
Chris is just being facetious? Yeah, yeah.
Of course, yes. No, I'm asking if they try to pin this completely false claim.
So like an Angus burger is just people who've died
named
of
Angus.
Scottish descent?
Yeah.
It's
Angus.
An Angus burger without the G.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And a sirloin is just grumpy people?
Yeah.
There was surly.
Yeah.
The surly burger. I can taste the angst in this one.
Yes.
All right, well, you know, it's good news is not real, I guess. You know?
No.
Yeah, that is.
And something good can come of this.
What's that, Jason?
Because
people burgers?
In this, no, no. Oh. In this story. In this world where at times, including now, we can be very divisive.
Yes.
Based on where we come from.
Right. I see what you're saying.
It's good to know that China has rednecks too.
Yeah.
Everybody does.
Yeah.
Every country has their rednecks.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. That is accurate.
You know? We're all just people.
Yeah.
Hey, you know, when we get to retire and we're sitting on the flat earth eating people burgers.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. That's it.
Wearing our tinfoil hats so the aliens don't steal our brainwaves.
With a nice, tall, cool glass of bleach.
Yeah. That'll be a good day.
The Bigs and Bar Show.
What do you think? Why would I ask these three Yahoos anything? What do they know?
Yahoos.
Well, not much. Like,
well,
separately.
We spend our days looking at the internet mostly, so we come across a lot of valuable or invaluable, useless information.
Sure.
So some of it you might need.
And again, like, it doesn't have to be a personal question. It could just be something topical. Like, if you want us to discuss something in the world, I mean, we're pretty quick on our toes here. We're some quick toesers.
Not you. You've got a sore toe today.
Yeah, I do. My pinky, it's all, there's a blister, I think, or something.
But it's like wreaking havoc with your walking.
It is, yeah.
You should let us pop it.
It's on the, there's no way. It
Are you
hurts
sure it's
so
not,
much.
Not like, gangrene?
It's not gangrene, man.
Is it a zit?
Oh, a toe zit.
You don't get a zit on
I don't
your
know.
Toe. My pinky, my feet, because when I was younger, I didn't want to grow my feet bigger than a size 12 for some
reason.
Yeah,
so weird
I used to mash my feet. I wouldn't let them grow. And
like,
you know,
a Chinese ballet dancer.
Yeah, yeah. So my pinky is tucked under whatever that toe is. What's the next
Your ring toe?
Yeah, my ring toe.
I don't know.
It naturally is tucked under it a little bit. And there's some sort of blister because I was trying some new shoes, which didn't work out so hot.
That's the piggy that stayed home.
Yeah. On the inside, but it's always touching the other toe, so it's always angry. I'm not listening to your garbage.
You asked what toe it was.
I identified the toe.
Jeez.
Okay.
It's in between the piggy that stayed home and the one that...
Wee-wee-wee-wee all the way home or whatever.
So it hurts. That's all.
Well,
I mean, just something you do. It's a daily sort of not...
Do you want us to take a picture of it?
No, I don't.
Well, then you can see it, because I know with your bad back, you can't bend over and see your own toes.
Imagine you stubbed that toe. Would that cripple? Would you be on the ground?
Well, it's on the inside of the toe, so it would still suck, but yeah. Mm.
Someone says it's a corn on your toe. You think it's a corn?
I've had a corn on the outside of another toe before, and it didn't hurt. Like, it was annoying, but not like this. Like this.
Well, you think about it. We should take a picture of it. Maybe look at it later.
No, I don't want you guys.
We've got doctors that listen to us. We could post it. What's wrong with Chris's toe?
It's hard to get a doctor's appointment
now. One doctor that listens to us.
No. Well, there's probably more than one.
Probably more than one.
I know of two.
There you go.
Neither of them are toe pain experts.
Podiatrists?
Yeah, neither of them know what's going on.
One's an ER doctor, so they probably have seen
something. There you go.
Anyway, text us for instant answer question time, 762-555. And Chris will think about his toe.
Why do you... I don't know. We've never discussed any of when you guys get weird stuff.
Yes, we have.
What weird stuff do I have?
I don't know. Jamie had his fingers peeling there for a while.
That was 10 years ago.
10 years ago.
I'm just saying. How come every time I get a zit, we got to take a picture of it and put it online? I don't want to do it.
The Bigs and Bar Show on 106.1 J.
Fire.
Instant answer question time! Instant answer question time! Instant answer question time! Hey, yo, text us, 762-555. Text the show, we'll text you back. No, we won't, but we'll answer fast.
Hey, text us your questions. 762-555.
Yeah, why won't Stomp and Toe Connors take any help? Clearly you guys are concerned. I say it may be spider eggs. Oh, great show, thanks, man.
The not spider
corn
eggs.
On my toe.
I looked it up. It's called a soft corn.
Oh,
so
yeah?
It's like not... That's exactly where they usually occur.
Not hard corn?
No.
Soft corn.
Soft corn.
Mm.
And I will treat it appropriately.
What is it? What's the way to treat it?
I don't know. I haven't looked that far up yet.
A lot of people are texting about your toe. People probably know.
Do you know how to
treat a
toe? Someone said it's a foot disease. Cut it off at the ankle before it's too late.
You know what my wife said to me yesterday?
What's that?
Because she was concerned about it. She's like, yeah, maybe we should go see them. I'm like, it's fine. It's just, she's like, well, if you lose your foot, at least you can still do radio. I said, what?
Well, that's true.
I said, all you care about is the mortgage. And she's like, yeah, I'm smart. And she walked out. I was like, oh.
I mean, I can't disagree with her.
It's a classy dame right there. Who cares about my foot as long as the mortgage is getting paid?
Yeah.
I've said worse things to her, though, so it's fine.
Yeah.
How come texting and driving is illegal now, yet billboards still exist? Their sole purpose is to draw drivers' attention. You didn't actually ask that, did you?
Yeah.
I think that's a dumb thing to ask.
That is, yeah. You know, I think maybe money.
Yeah, both of which make money for other people other than you.
Yeah, that's use your mind.
It. Maybe money is why everything is every way it is. Maybe. Why is it called a coaster? It's a great question. I guess for glasses.
So they, yeah,
put your glass in a coaster.
They coast on the table, or maybe they
don't really move.
Yeah, like I don't know.
Coasting, I think, of moving.
Never really thought about it before.
Jimmy's
going to look it up.
Yeah.
Do you guys like the hockey playoff format? Oh, the 24 team thing they want to do? Not particularly.
I'm not a guy. Whatever.
If it comes on TV, might I watch a bit of it? I might. I'm not really enthralled in it right now. It seems. I know they have to make money, but it's kind of meaningless.
It'll still be a while till we see any kind of on ice footage, like end of July.
Mm-hmm.
It's weird. I don't know. Hab fans are happy.
Yeah, because they're in.
They're actually in.
Well, for the first round, anyway.
Yeah.
What's the funniest thing you've ever seen a kid do?
Ooh.
Oh, man. I was a camp counselor for quite a few years, so I saw a lot of dumb stuff.
Funniest thing you've ever seen a kid do?
I saw a kid playing Frisbee, about 12, 11, 12, running full speed into a picnic table.
Like, oh, wow. Yeah.
Full speed.
Yeah, that would have been mine, too.
I mean, it wasn't funny at the time because I was actually concerned for the kid.
Oh, because you liked him?
No, because he hit it so hard. I'm like, no. Like, this kid's going to be in a wheelchair. He was fine.
He was okay.
Had a couple big gashes on his leg and some bruising. But in retrospect, how hard he hit that table.
Mine is a kid running into something, too, now that I think about it. His name was Sonny. He was a real dick at school. We were all playing road hockey, and he was riding his bike. And he was chirping us, he had his head turned to us, and rolled right into the back of a parked car.
Amazing.
We laughed probably for the whole summer.
Yeah.
Whenever someone would say, hey, remember what Sonny did? And we would laugh. And like we weren't even drunk or high, we were just kids.
honestly, though, what's the deal with Christmas toe? It's fine.
I don't know. Corn. Could be gangrene.
Hey, all right. It's gangrene then.
Imagine you had to cut off your toe.
I mean, isn't your pinky like way more important than anyone thinks it is for like balance and stuff like that?
You guys want to answer about the coaster here?
Sure. Yeah, fire away.
It really is no answer. Dating back to the early 1800s, there's people calling them wine coasters, but they were called sliders or decanter stands, and it was literally just to stop the moisture. So I don't know. It doesn't explain why they were called coasters.
Should have been a soaker.
Just a word. It should have been a soaker.
Yeah.
Or a preventer.
Yeah, made of cork.
Yeah.
A cork soaker.
That sounds almost dirty.
Almost.
Cork
almost.
Soaker?
Close.
Yeah.
Close.
Yes.
A couple letters off.
Yeah.
That's it for another edition of
It's an Answer Question Time.
What's in the box?
What's in this box?
The box.
A mystery box could be anything.
What's in the f***ing box?
It's time to play What's in the Box. We put something in the box. And you just got to guess what it is by calling 613-750-1061.
Now, you already gave an early clue when you said it wasn't food.
Right, not food.
So, second clue, two words. First starts with the letter G.
Okay.
Two words.
Hey, good morning. What's in the box?
Okay.
Nope. Done.
Okay. If you call us, listen to the phone when you call us.
Thing. Play the
not,
thing.
Not to the radio. Yeah. Listen to the phone.
Get this out of the way early.
You're calling us on the phone, so listen to us on the phone.
If you don't know how to use the phone, please don't f***ing call us.
Hi, good morning. What's in the box? Hey!
Oh, stop
boy. Listening to the radio when you call us. Use the phone!
Play the thing again.
If you don't know how to use the phone, please don't f***ing call us.
Hello, good morning.
So 613-750-1061.
Yes.
Give us a call.
Guess what's in the box. We will do the hints again. It's not food.
Okay.
And it's two words. The first word starts with G.
This is for a spot in the secret sack, by
it is,
the way.
Yeah, it is.
Epic.
Hi, good morning. What's in the box?
Hey, good morning. Would it be a golf ball?
Is it a golf ball?
That's a good guess, because
hey,
that is not food, and it did start with G, but you're wrong. That's incorrect. Sorry.
Thank you for the call, though. Hi, good morning. What's in the box?
Gorilla tape?
Is it gorilla tape?
Not gorilla tape. Two good guesses.
Yes, yeah. but a very accurate guess. Thank you. Hi, good morning. What's in the box?
Grasshopper.
It is not a grasshopper. Jeez, that is one word.
It is not.
Okay.
Yeah. You want to give another hint?
Yes. Yeah. Okay. They, so it's a plural thing.
Yeah.
They make some people feel bad.
Oh, they make some people feel bad.
Yeah, yeah.
Hi, good morning. What's in the box?
Hey, it's a garden gnome.
A garden gnome.
Garden gnome. Do they make people feel bad? I guess some people. Yeah, a little spooked.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
It's not an angry gnome.
Sorry.
No.
Yeah.
Hi, good morning. What's in the box?
It's a gorgeous weather.
It
is not gorgeous weather, but that's a great guess because we're having gorgeous weather right now.
Gorgeous weather makes people feel bad?
Some people, yeah.
Everybody hates something.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah. My son hates the sun.
Your son hates the sun?
No, my son hates the sun.
Hates. Okay. Hi, good morning. What's in the box?
Hey, giant dildo.
No.
A giant?
I guess if it's giant, it would make people feel bad.
Yeah.
No. Sorry, sir.
It depends who.
Do you think he thought that was the prize?
Maybe, yeah.
All right, so let's review. Two words. First word starts with G. It's not food, and it makes some people feel bad.
Yeah.
Hi, good morning. What's in the box?
I think I'm going gummy bear.
Gummy bear. Not gummy bears. Oh, like the special ones.
Oh, the happy ones.
I guess eat too many of them.
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
No, another clue. It smells good at first, and then maybe one of the worst smells in the world.
Oh, wow.
All right. Hi, good morning. What's in the box?
A hippie's geodesic dome.
Wow, that is
geodesic dome. Those are pretty cool. I was looking at how to build one on YouTube because I just get caught in a vortex.
Yeah.
And they look complicated, but pretty sweet.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Well, all right.
Have at her.
Yeah, get him build one.
Maybe.
I should just build one. Hey, good morning. What's in the box?
Would it be your gallstones?
Gallstones.
Not gallstones, no.
Great answer.
It qualifies, but that's not what it is.
Great guess.
Hi, good morning. What's in the box?
I couldn't hear any other clue, but I guess goosebumps.
Goosebumps.
No, sorry. We'll give another clue here.
Okay.
You generally need some sort of machine to make them.
Oh,
like usually with a motor.
Okay.
Need a machine to make them. They make some people feel bad. They smell good at first and then horrendous. Two words. First word starts with G and it's not food.
Okay.
Hi, good morning. What's in the box?
Hi, is it a garlic clove?
No, not food. Not a garlic clove. No, not food at all. Yeah. You know what we do have here, fellas?
What?
Mudfoot!
Oh, Lord! Hey, what's in the box?
Hello? Is it a garbage bag?
Garbage bag.
No.
Hi, good morning. What's in the box?
Golf balls.
No, it's not golf balls. They smell fine all the time.
Yeah.
Hi, good morning. What's in the box?
I got them. Golfers' balls be different.
Yeah, it would.
Yeah, because they would get worse smelling as the round went along.
They could smell good at
especially
first.
When it's 35 degrees outside.
Mm-hmm.
Lord.
Hey, what's in the box? Cool. Oh,
too much.
Okay. Cool. Maybe give another.
Oh, wow. All right.
Give another
it's green.
It's green. Yeah, it's green. First,
after you cut it, it's not.
Hi, good morning. What's in the box?
Sorry, I thought it was grass clippings.
That's it.
You got it.
Congratulations.
Yeah,
right on.
What is your name, young fella?
It's Ken.
Ken, all right. Congrats, man. You're in the draw for our secret sack when our boss finally gets off his ass and puts something in that. And you're on the wall of champions. All right, Ken?
Right on.
Hang on. We need your info, though. All right.
Okay, thank you.
So, yeah, grass clippings is the answer.
Yeah.
Obviously, because of the time of year. A lot of people having them grass clippings.
Right. Hard to get in the winter.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, tough. I mean, you probably could if you really...
If you let them dry, then you can rake them up and add them to your compost.
Oh, can you now?
Yes.
I don't like when I was a kid and you're lazy, my dad used to make me mow the lawn. I'd throw the bag away and just leave all the clippings on the lawn.
Yeah.
And eventually they go away. But now, as it's my own property, I can't stand it. I hate it.
Yeah.
Little clumps of
white. Yeah, I can't. I got to bag it. Yeah. I got to bag it. Have to bag it. So, you know. We mature is what my point is, really.
Yeah, that's what it is.
That's when you knew you had hit maturity.
Yeah.
It's when you couldn't stand to see grass clippings on the lawn.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
That's it. Good. That was the day. That was a good day. They do stink, though, when you leave them in
One of those paper bags and sit there in the sun.
That's some dang.
Live long enough, they could spontaneously combust.
Really?
It certainly could.
Would they emit enough gases?
No, they heat up in the middle, right? That's why you have to let hay dry before you make it into bales, too, right?
Mm.
Because if it's too wet, it'll get hot in the middle, and you could have a big barn fire.
That's a fire.
Wow.
Yeah. You learned something today, James.
Yeah.
I mean, something everybody else knew already, but at least, hey, you know, you're catching up.
The Biggs and Barr Show.
And if you're a picky eater, they say you can blame your parents.
Yeah, it's your parents' fault.
As we pointed out before, you can blame your parents for pretty much everything.
So they tracked 300 kids and their eating habits for 5 years.
Okay.
Their parents had to fill out a questionnaire when the kids were 4, 5, 8, and 9 years old. Roughly 1 out of 7 kids fell into a category of very picky eaters and nervous about new foods and like vegetables, blah, blah, blah. And they found they were less likely to grow out of their picky eating habits if their parents were strict with things like cleaning their plate and eating certain foods.
Hmm.
They think it's doing that ends up creating thousands of negative experiences surrounding sure. foods, and even rewarding them can backfire. So,
I remember.
Don't force your kids to eat bad the food you want. Suggest it.
I had a plate. It was a Sesame Street plate.
Right.
With okay. all the characters on it. And it took me a while to figure this out. I would always get told, you finish your dinner, there's a surprise waiting for you. And I always thought I was going to get something.
Like a chocolate or an ice cream?
Yeah.
Or a nice mandarin orange?
So the surprise was my Sesame Street friends on the plate underneath all the food.
How
many years you fall for that?
Every time. Wow. My age is like 2 to 4, I guess.
So you're a dumb kid, is what you're saying?
Yeah.
Anyways.
For two whole years you fell for that.
I'm guessing. I don't know.
Okay.
They made a list of like, this is like what the picky eater test.
Sure.
Okay. You can tell if you're a picky eater. These are the foods that they've. Anyways, a lot of them pretty, if you eat most of these, you're not. So apple, banana, grape, kiwi, strawberry, cherry, watermelon, orange, avocado, pineapple, asparagus. Like, I mean, just veggies, it seems.
I'll eat pretty That's much fruits, everything. Like veggies. Even some stuff I don't like, I will eat just because it's there. Like broccoli. I don't like cucumbers. But if they're in a salad, I'm not going to pick them out. I'll just, you just
choke them down.
Yeah, put some dressing on and eat them. Like, I'll eat it.
So it says to add 1 point for each item that you don't eat.
On this list. And how many on the list? Maybe 40? 40 items?
Yeah, probably. No, more than that.
No,
celery's on the list. I don't like celery. But again, if it's in something, I'll probably just eat it.
I don't think there's a single thing on this list I won't eat.
I don't like gizzards,
maybe.
I've eaten gizzards. They're not too bad.
Liver
I've eaten. I'll eat it.
Yeah, but like
there's things I don't desire on the list, but it's like there's nothing I don't think I just would never put in my mouth.
Raisins.
Nah, I've eaten raisins.
Yeah, but you don't like them, though.
I don't like them. Yeah. But it's not a preference chart. It's just like it's something you won't eat.
Oh, then there's
like
nothing.
If there's a butter tart and it has raisins in it, I'll curse the person who did that, but I'll still eat the butter tart.
Yeah.
I'm at like 16 points.
You're at 16 already?
What would you eat?
What would you eat? A big baby
yogurt.
Mouth?
I see yogurt. Okay, so
yogurt, cottage cheese,
right.
Cream cheese.
Okay.
So those are obvious
Any
ones
liquid
for me.
Cheeses. Right.
Sour cream.
You won't eat sour cream?
Not just on its own. Like, I wouldn't dip my nacho in sour cream. I realize a lot of things are made with sour cream, which is fine. Tofu.
Tofu's not bad.
I'm a huge fan.
You would gag on it. You couldn't swallow any of these.
Blue cheese on its own, couldn't do it. I don't mind a blue cheese dip. Olives kick rocks.
Olives?
Yeah,
olives
but, you won't, but you can eat olives,
You
right?
can eat all of them.
But you can eat them.
Yes, like they're not going to make me gag, but I would never eat anything voluntarily with olives. Coffee, I don't like coffee.
We're going to have to talk with
gizzard's
your parents.
Gizzard's liver.
Yeah, your parents.
Sauerkraut, I'm not a big sauerkraut fan.
Sauerkraut is delicious.
I love
and
kraut.
It's good for helps, your stomach. Maintain a healthy pH balance
even
in your
standing
gut.
On that so
I got a jug in my fridge of it, and I just have a couple forkfuls every
it's
day.
It's awesome, yeah.
I
it's
love
great
kraut.
For you.
It says licorice here. Black licorice, no. Red licorice, don't mind.
Sure.
Okay.
I didn't add that on the list.
Right.
Radish, kick rocks.
Oh, radishes taste like farts.
They do not taste like farts. Radishes with a little bit of salt are delicious.
But again, if like
bananas.
They're in a salad, I'll eat it.
You don't like bananas?
No, but I like banana bread. Weird, eh?
What do you just eat? White bread?
Yeah, literally, white bread. I've seen what
There's
Jamie
There's a thousand
eats.
Other things on the list.
Jamie just eats the meat. We've seen him throw out entire sandwiches that he was given for free.
Well, because most of it had tzatziki, which is made with yogurt.
People are.
Then why did you take it in the first place?
Because it had a nice handful of meat in it.
It doesn't taste like yogurt. It's just a sauce. It's like salad dressing. It's like Caesar dressing.
How can you eat Caesar dressing but not eat tzatziki sauce?
Caesar dressing is just. No, it's not. Caesar dressing is made with like egg whites. It's more like mayo than anything else.
But you Caesar can eat mayo.
No, I can't really.
So then your like point just didn't make any sense at all.
It's closer to is what I was saying.
So people are texting us things that they can't eat.
All right.
Which I figured they would at 762-555. Someone say green bell peppers.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of green peppers.
No, my favorite. On my list of peppers, they're on the lowest. Now, I do like a nice poblano pepper, which is green, but it's a little spicier. Yeah. Not much.
Yeah, just a little bit kick.
I like to stuff
a poblano. Them. Never even heard of a poblano.
A poblano.
When you cook it, do you say poblano?
No, it's a different word.
Never
totally.
Heard of a poblano pepper?
Poblano!
Yeah, I like to stuff them with like maybe a nice savory rice and put them on the grill.
Yeah.
You know, and I say, someone will say to me, what's cooking? And I'll say,
poblano!
No, poblano peppers.
It's funner to say it my way.
Yeah, but that's not the name of it.
You're funner. Listen, weirdo, you're not allowed to speak on food. Ever. Okay? All right?
I would eat more than half of the things on this massive list.
Congratulations on eating half of the things on the list. You've made it to age 5. Grow up your mouth.
I'm past the point. Right? No returns.
Okay.
I know what I like.
Yeah. Wasting food. We've seen you do it.
The Bigs and Bar Show.
Can we do a pre-question here?
Yes.
You said you'd answer anything on the air. I bet you guys don't have the balls to answer this.
Oh, what is it?
Do any of you enjoy some recreational marijuana on your off
time?
What? Sure. The balls. You know it's legal, right, sir?
Sure, why not?
Or ma'am? Like you've been...
You can even grow it in your own home.
Yeah, you can grow... It's not like you're asking us if we do heroin.
Yeah.
Like it's...
Yeah.
It's weed. None of us smoke weed regularly. But we all smoke weed. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Like if I was... at a golf tournament, perhaps, and someone said, hey, you want a
puff?
Yeah. Hey, it's 8:30 in the morning. We're in the parking lot. You want some?
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
You're like,
I mean, none of us.
Do I have to be home by 7 p.m.? Yeah.
It's not a badass thing to do. It never really was.
A lot of people take it for aches and pains. It's medicinal.
Yeah. And I don't think there's a more disappointing group of people to me than not people that smoke weed.
No.
But people that never shut up about smoking weed.
Yeah. Especially now.
Yeah. It's like you won already.
Yeah. You don't need to wear the weed shirt. We get it.
Yeah.
And plus, you stink. You smell kind of bad. You smoke a lot of it. It reeks. Like my brother's chronic. He doesn't talk about it, but he's chronic. He has a whole bunch of anxiety stuff. So he smokes a lot.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Just tell all of his problems.
Oh, whatever. I mean, he's fine. He's a really good guy. Hardworking man. Good father. Maybe anxiety is not the right word.
He's shorter than you, that's for sure.
He's OCD.
He's a short guy.
Okay, he's got some OCD stuff.
Whatever.
But he smokes a lot of weed to cope, and it works great, because when he's not on weed, everybody hates him. But he used to smoke in his house before he had kids. In his apartment, which is the point of this whole
joints?
Story. He just nonstop. And his place reeked. It just stank. It's got that dank,
it's a musty,
stale weed smell. But now he doesn't, because he's a child, so.
Right.
You know, he's responsible. But, you're not the coolest if you put a weed flag as your curtain. Like, that's not a cool thing.
So I guess we have balls then.
Yeah.
Next.
762-555. Get them in. All right.
Instant answer question time. Instant answer question time. Instant answer question time. Hey, yo, text us. 762-555. Text the show. We'll text you back. No, we won't, but we'll answer fast.
762-555. Hey, there's a real lack of cojones on this show. Why don't you answer the hard-hitting questions? Have you ever sold someone oregano? No.
I didn't sell it, but I gave it to somebody.
I sold Anthony Heath a bag full of crumpled up maple leaves. In a Ziploc bag.
Yeah.
Because we wanted some money to go play pool. And he's like, thanks, man. And then we saw him at school on the following Monday, and we asked him if he smoked it. He's like, yeah, I smoked the whole thing. I didn't get high. I felt really sick.
Oh. At least he didn't lie and be like, yeah, man, messed me up.
He wasn't a liar.
Just an idiot.
He's stupid. He wasn't a liar.
I was a part of or witnessed multiple occasions where drunk girls at house parties in high school were sold bags of anything. From sage to oregano to whatever. They're drunk. They're dumb.
You see that question we just got?
Mm.
My sister watches me sleep. Is this okay? It's a little offside, I think.
Well, if you're like 10 and your sister's 5, maybe that's...
Okay.
But I don't think a 10-year-old is texting.
Like, is it your adult sister that just sits by your bedside and watches you sleep? It's a little strange.
Why is Nickelback so hated?
Well, they're not. They're a very wealthy, one of the most popular bands in the world. It's just cool to hate on them, right?
Especially in Canada.
Yeah.
We don't, we generally in this country turn on our own when they become very successful. No, it's true.
Yeah.
Like, the world loves Drake. Canada loves pooping all over Drake, just for the hell of it. You know what I mean? Same with Nickelback, same with any.
We heard a funny story from our friend in the Standstills, the band The Standstills, Johnny. He was over at Chad Kroger's place, and he had gotten his guitar stolen, Johnny, and his guitar was worth, I don't know, it was a vintage guitar, it was worth like $10,000, maybe something like that. So an expensive guitar, obviously. And Chad says, yeah, that's too bad. My yacht just burned down. It's a $60 million yacht.
It just burned down.
And he's like, yeah, that sucks. I got a couple others. So there you go. There's your hated band for you.
Yeah, they're doing fine.
Cool guy.
Yeah.
Hate on them.
No, he just asked why.
But the people who hate them.
When do you think bars and restaurants will reopen, fully? Well, they're going to have to figure that out, how they're going to do it. Because,
you know, within the next couple years.
But how is...
That's a good guess.
Because a lot of them had rent forgiven and their salary, some coverage and stuff like that, so they can stay open and real minimal staff, so they can just do delivery and takeout. How do you pay your staff at one-third your capacity and keep the restaurant alive?
Yeah.
How many restaurants are going to be able to do that?
Mm.
Very few.
Yeah.
Or you're going to be charged $80 for a salad.
Yeah.
You know? But anyways, that's true. Tough go right now, no doubt.
Will human life as we know it end in 12 years because of climate change? Well, human life as we know it was going pretty well until about February.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then it changed to something we now know.
Yes.
So who knows when it's going to change again and for what reason?
What's the stat? Like, by 2050, the world will double from now in population which is crazy to think. Overpopulation will kill the planet.
Of course. We've talked about this many times.
Yeah.
It's absolutely mind-blasting that the world leaders aren't pushing world population as the biggest problem.
Yeah.
Yes.
Every day.
The biggest disease.
Tell your people to stop having children. Yeah. Stop.
The biggest disease on this planet are humans.
Sure, of course.
And anyone who argues it is so small-minded and ridiculous that they shouldn't even be allowed in the discussion. Like, you can't... We're going to eliminate our species by having too many. Like, the planet cannot support us. Like, there's problems. Everything goes back to how many people we have.
It's true.
Everything, including the spread of COVID.
Yeah.
There's too many people. But nobody talks about it. I don't understand why.
Because everyone has rights. My right to have nine kids.
I'm not saying force people, hold them down whatever, sew up uteruses. That's not what I'm saying.
But as sentient human beings, we should go, hey, you know what? Maybe I should dolly back in the kids.
Talk about it. Reasonable people who maybe never thought about that as an issue. Maybe, maybe I'll just have one or two then. You know, if you start hitting them when they're younger, in the brain.
But in developed countries like ours, you get money for each kid. They'd have to cap that.
Of course, there's a lot of...
Yeah, I understand.
The fact that no one's addressing it is crazy.
Yeah, I know.
It's crazy. Anyways, sorry we got serious.
Just science, man.
Hey, the guy whose sister stares at him while he sleeps?
Yeah.
She's 21, he's 17.
Yeah, that's a problem. Yeah, that's a problem. Tell her to stop.
Lock your door.
Yeah, that's it for another edition of...
It's an answer question.
Time now for
Auto What? We have 5 trivia questions you have to answer in 30 seconds. You can pass and come back, but you got to get them all in. Your first answer for each question counts, and we don't tell you what's right or wrong until the end.
We have Stacy on the phone.
Stacy.
Hi there. Hi, fellas. How are you doing today?
We're good. How are you?
Okay, good. I'm glad I got in. Call for six.
Well, we wish you the best of luck, okay?
Thank you.
Okay.
All right, Stacy, your time will begin after I ask the first question. Good. In what U.S. state will you find the world's largest inland port?
I'm going to say Texas. I'm going to regret it, but I'm going to say Texas.
What golfer has the most major tournament wins?
Oh, my God. Tiger Woods.
What is the CFL team from Winnipeg?
Winnipeg Blue Bombers.
What planet is closest to Earth? What famous San Francisco bridge
opened 83
years ago? You didn't. Your time is run out.
You ran out of time, Stacey.
A little too much pausing in between the answers to get
on. Yeah, I'm kidding. And moon isn't a planet.
No, it's a moon.
Yeah. It's okay. It's a high pressure situation. Don't even worry about it. You have a great day and stay out of the heat.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Very nice. Okay.
Might be one of my favorite answers I've ever heard.
The famous San Francisco Bridge opened 83 years ago today, which I only got half the question out, but that's the Golden Gate Bridge.
Golden Gate Bridge, so people would know.
83, anyway.
The planet closest to the Earth, Stacey said the moon.
Mars, is it Mars?
No, it's Venus.
Venus is closer than Mars, really. Yeah.
The CFL team from Winnipeg, Stacey was right. She said the Blue Bombers.
Yeah.
The golfer that has the most major tournament wins, Stacey said Tiger Woods. That is incorrect. It is the shark, Jack Nicklaus.
No, that's Greg Norman. Greg Norman is the bear.
The bear.
I knew it was some sort of animal.
Yeah, with a teethy animal.
Golf is for old men.
Yeah.
And what U.S. state will you find the world's largest inland port? She was correct, even though she thought she was wrong when she said it was.
Oh! Hey, you got me!
The stars at night are big and bright. Deep in the heart of Texas.
Yeah.
Sorry. I can't help it.
You feel it down in your
palms. What golfer has their own shirt thing?
It's Greg Norman.
The shark.
Norman.
It's the shark. Okay.
He's the Australian fella.
Well, didn't Arnold Palmer have his too?
He's going to drink.
At Sears?
No, he's going to drink.
He's sold clothes too.
Oh, Arnold Palmer, yes.
Yeah.
Sorry. Okay.
His picture is
in those cardigans.
A walker.
Right. Yeah.
A little walker graphic.
Is he dead?
He's dead.
He's old as, he's
dead.
Yeah.
Anyway, no one won.
Is he from Texas?
I don't know.
The stars at night are big and bright, deep in the heart of Texas.
Okay.
He's from Pennsylvania.
And the bear is Jack Nicklaus.
Okay.
The golden bear.
He's not dead.
Is he the golden bear or the bear?
Arnold Palmer's not dead?
Arnold Palmer's not dead?
Really?
I told you. That did not sound right to me. I just agreed because of what do I know?
Yeah, he's dead. That like 4 years ago.
Is he dead or not dead,
he's
man?
He's dead.
I'm pretty sure he was dead.
He's dead. I knew he was dead.
Yeah.
Great golfer, but he's dead.
Is Nicklaus the bear or the golden bear?
He's the golden bear.
He's the golden bear.
Okay.
Because he's blonde, right?
I guess.
So they call him the golden bear?
Yes,
or is it because it's something he likes to do with his...
No, that's a different golden thing.
No, that's not an animal.
That was invented in Texas.
The stars at night are big and bright, deep in the heart of Texas.
Jason, your disappointing father look is legendary. Just let me say that.
Okay.
Oh, to be your son.
You tilt your head back and you look down your beard at me like...
how many times are you going to play that?
That's the one.
You're listening to the Biggs and Barr Show.
If you're looking for something to cheer you up, they've come out with a list of the happiest songs ever.
It's a survey.
Well, a lot of people.
Yeah, a survey. Yeah, they took
1,300 people, right? They've been doing nothing, so they have time to fill these things out.
That's a decent sample.
Yeah.
It's okay. Yeah, yeah. And they did the top 100, you said, right?
Yeah. 50. Like
50, top 50. Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
So
of all time.
What are we going to do? We're going to review top 10?
Let's do top 10.
Really? Got that much time? Okay.
Well, whatever. We can do it very quickly.
Okay. Let's go then.
What's number 10?
I don't know. You have the
It's
list
Never Gonna playing. Give You Thank Up you. By Rick Astley. Never gonna give you up. Which? Never gonna let you down. Never gonna run around and desert you. Like, it only makes me happy if someone gets Rickrolled.
Yeah, it's a joke song.
That's it. So.
And number 9 is Just Can't Get Enough, Depeche Mode.
Yeah,
it's pretty happy tune. You can't help but dumb dance that one, though. You know?
No, yeah.
Walking on Sunshine is number 8.
Oh, sure.
Yeah. I'm walking on sunshine. Whoa. Look too happy.
It's a little too happy. I'll be honest. It's a song I've always hated.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
I don't like too happy music.
Yeah.
Like, also, I like music with happy sentiment.
Yeah,
I don't like
next
when
one's
it's like.
Pretty good.
Is it? Is that okay? Yeah, the next one? What is it?
It's Paul Simon.
Oh, yeah.
You can call me Al.
How do you hate Paul Simon? My bodyguard, I can be your long lost pal. I can call you Daddy, and Daddy, when you call me, you can call me Al. It's
It's no Me and Julio down by the schoolyard, no, but it's still a pretty good song.
Paul Simon, Traveling Wilburys, and Nana Muscuri, my childhood car trips with my mom. Yeah, every time. Those three. You got Come On Eileen.
Oh. I didn't.
Poor Eileen.
Oh, yeah.
Poor Eileen.
Terrible.
Hey, we'll leave that one alone.
Yeah, sure.
This is my least favorite. I know we play them on this radio station.
Yeah, you don't have to like everything.
No,
it's fine.
Like, I don't. I understand why people like them. I'm just Bon Jovi, Living on a Prayer.
This is a sing-along anthem.
Now, saying that, you haven't lived till you've seen about 25,000 50-year-old Italian ladies screaming the hook of the song.
You would swear they were going to take flight with all those bingo wings.
Yeah. Oh, they get into it. Number four, Dancing Queen.
Sure.
I mean, sure.
When I used to DJ in the nightclubs, I would play like Raging Against the Machine, Killing in the Name or something and go right into Dancing Queen ABBA. Usually do it around 1:30 in the morning when people are good and lit, and they like it.
Number three can kick rocks.
I hate this song.
I hate this
Always
song
have.
So much.
That's all I need to know.
I have no real opinion on it other than that's how they teach you to do CPR.
Oh,
the compression.
Oh, really?
To be staying alive.
I'm glad that horrendous song has been put to
it
use.
It has become useful for some people.
Number two is Queen. I'm traveling at the speed of light. I want to make a supersonic man out of you.
Don't stop me now. I'm having such a good time.
I guess feel like Glee and High School Musical and stuff like that.
There's a great scene in Shaun of the Dead when they're all beating the zombies to the beat of that song.
Yeah, that is a good scene.
A good scene.
And number one.
Yeah, very
none of
obscure.
Us would like very obscure. It's Mr. Blue Sky by ELO. Or ELO? How do you is it ELO?
Electric Light or
okay,
yeah,
ELO.
Yeah.
I don't know. Mr. Never even heard of it. Please tell us why you had to hide away for so long. Why did we come on?
You can stop it.
Yeah.
It's an awful song.
We should have never played it because our boss will probably add it now.
Well, everyone has different tastes in music and what makes them happy for different reasons.
Sure.
Maybe it's a childhood thing or something like that.
Yeah. I was trying to think of a song that I liked that didn't make the list that make me happy, and there wasn't many. I mean, Jackson 5 maybe for some reason. I Want You Back. I don't know why that song gets me going.
That's all right.
Yeah, it's a good tune.
I like. There's a song that I like. It's actually a Jimmy Buffett song, but I like the Jack Johnson version of it. The Escape song, Pina Colada song.
Oh.
That makes you happy? Because you think of beaches and happy places and nice.
I like how they did the instrumentation.
Oh, okay.
And they used the keyboard thing that you blow into.
Right.
I forget what you call it.
By the way, if you have a song we missed, you can text it to us or call
is
us.
Is Margaritaville on the list? That's a happy song.
No, it's not on the list.
Really?
It might be in the top. I don't know. Do you have a song, Jane, that didn't make the list? You don't have one?
I don't know. Probably. There's lots of songs that make you happy.
Oh, okay. Like one that we previously talked about? Do you have that one?
No.
Okay.
I have no idea. I'm sorry. I have no idea what you're talking about.
When I said to you, hey, Jamie, you should put this one as your favorite song because it would be funny.
Oh, that was 2 hours ago, man. Now you remember which one you're talking about now.
Oh, was it?
That was 2 hours ago.
This is the Benny Hill theme song.
It was the Benny Hill theme song.
Oh, I see.
He always used it as a punchline for his musical.
That's a lot to remember.
Anyway, feel free to text us your favorite song that makes you happy. 762-555.
All right.
Yeah. This is mine. Nope. I like it.
Well, it's your theme. It's different.
Yeah, because I always wear black.
Jason, he's back.
I'm actually wearing green today.
He's in black. Green?
Yeah, green on my shorts.
Oh, shorts. Camo shirt.
A man of 39 black t-shirts.
Yep.
That's me.
That's him. Right there. Right there. That's him.
The Biggs and Barr Show on 106.1 Shea.
Fire.
Instant answer question time. Instant answer question time. Instant answer question time. Hey, yo, text us. 762-555. Text the show. We'll text you back. No, we won't, but we'll answer fast.
Would you rather change your past or be able to predict your future? Probably future.
Future, bro. Mm,
yeah, sure. Past is the past.
I mean, look how great we are. That's because of the past we've had. So, I mean, we'd want to change that, right? Go ahead.
Where's the worst place you've ever vacationed?
Like vacations? Like I've been to like what was yours? Marmot, West Virginia, but you weren't vacationing there.
Now I know you guys make fun of me because we used to go to the Colonial Court Motel in North Tonawanda right beside the highway across from the Kmart. But it had an above ground pool, so
with a slide, right?
With a slide.
Yeah, I did have a slide, absolutely. Sure.
That's pretty sweet.
Got the roller skate in the parking lot.
Nice.
New Orleans for me.
New Orleans?
Because it was 87,000 degrees. I lost a lot of money at the casino.
Is that where you walked out of the airport and were
sweat
wet?
Sweat through my shirt. Yeah, before. Between the airport doors and the cab, I sweat through my shirt. I'm not even kidding.
It's like breathing soup. Very humid.
And I was a much heavier man back then.
Yeah. It was hot, too, wasn't it? But it wasn't just the heat.
No, it wasn't just the heat. No.
It's not the heat. It's the humidity.
Yeah. Like I had the boob lines. Like, you know the two little happy faces right under my boobs?
Do I ever, Chris?
Yeah, that was great.
What's the most awkward thing that happens to you on a regular basis?
Ooh.
Probably like saying bye or good morning to certain people here.
Really?
Like, you know what I mean? You're like, because we have like a 20-foot walk by, and we like the people in the newsroom.
Oh, yeah.
But
nice
what are we going to talk about for that 20 feet? You know what I mean? Yeah. And they don't want to be awkward and be rude.
Right. Well, they're working.
So you say good morning.
It's like a working newsroom.
No, I understand that.
Yeah. Well, they're not going
to
talk to you.
No, but they do, and they'll like, because they don't want to be rude. So they'll say, how are you? And you're like, well, just got here.
Mine is going to happen in about 13 minutes.
Oh.
we have a Skype Zoom call, whatever you call them, with a bunch of people in the building. And it's not because of them. It's just because it's an awkward situation because
there's a delay.
Yeah, it's terrible.
Who has more of what? Biggs's shoes or Barr's black shirts?
How many pairs of shoes you have? Your Jordans.
Like just like including like golf shoes
your Jordans.
Gym shoes.
Your collection.
Just my Jordans? I want to say 12, 13 pairs.
Oh, I have more black shirts then. Absolutely.
Not a lot. I only buy the ones I like. I'm not dumb. Like some Jordan collectors actually just go and buy every shoe that comes out. Yeah. I only buy the ones I like.
Here's another question for you, Chris. Who's better between Randy Jackson and Stompin' Tom? Okay, good.
Because Stompin' Tom wasn't a bad person. I don't know if he was a bad person, but I don't know enough about his personality.
Right.
Like I don't like Randy Jackson because of the human being he is. I don't like Stompin' Tom because his music's terrible and everyone thinks it's great.
Right, but I think if you met him, you can't know. But I think if you met him.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like, I have no issues with Stompin' Tom as a person.
All right, fair enough.
So therefore, I have to pick Randy Jackson because he's a jackass.
Did you guys know that beer with a high hop count can give you cancer? No, I had heard that too.
Really?
What can't you? There was a report out one time that I remember. It said that steamed broccoli can give you cancer. So what are you supposed to eat and drink?
Come on.
We all only have a certain amount of time to live, and something's got to take you out, right?
What's a tougher noise to listen to, rubbing brake pads or Nathan answering trivia questions?
People are piling on Nathan.
If you don't know, Nathan has called in a couple times to play Auto What, and he has not gotten one question right, and he's just, he's nervous. He's like,
he's a nice guy, though.
But
don't
of course
jump
he is.
On
he just wants to win, and he's just, it's not his thing. Trivia's not his thing. Maybe it is, but not at high speed.
No, surely. It takes some time. We got another question. Do you need to see something to witness it? Because I witnessed Nathan making a fool of himself, but I didn't see him.
Oh, you heard it.
You heard it.
Yeah, you ear witnessed it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you guys like frozen hot dogs as much as I do? No, I prefer mine cooked. Or at least heated up. They're not. They're already cooked.
Like to eat?
Yeah.
Or extracurricular activities? Maybe
I'm
going to
assume eat.
I used to eat raw, like,
that's
hot dogs.
That's disgusting.
Out of the fridge.
It's just bologna.
I know, but...
Like by the like four a day.
It's just bologna. There's nothing wrong with it. It's like it's cooked. They call them raw. They're not cooked.
Yeah, uncooked hot dogs.
Yeah, just unheated.
I used to put four hot dogs and then a single slice of Kraft cheese and put it in the microwave for 30 seconds and that was dinner.
No bread?
Those are good times. I didn't have bread. I didn't go to.
You just used to eat melted cheese on half warmed hot dogs. Yeah. Wow.
And then throw this dish in the sink.
And this other guy's worried about beer giving us cancer.
I know. That's it for another edition of...
It's an answered question time.
All right. That does it for us today. We thank you for tuning in. TJ's with you next. Huge announcement coming to this radio station.
Oh, yeah. June 1st.
June 1st. Like, massive.
Oof. Like, literally massive.
Maybe the biggest
like biggest amount in value that we've ever.
Oh, are you allowed to say that?
Been a part of. I said value. I said. It doesn't mean anything.
Yeah.
It's big.
It's very big.
Big. Huge.
Shea is stepping up.
It's huge.
Mm-hmm.
Huge.
Yeah. Many people have said how huge it is. It's huge.
It's going to be huge.
Huge.
One of the most tremendous, biggest, most fantastic things. Huge.
A lot of people talking about it.
Yeah. Except we're not lying. It's actually
huge.
It's actually huge.
Terrific.
Yeah. All right. Well, that's all we're saying.
Yeah.
And then there's TJ next.
You know what he's got?
He's also.
What?
Huge.
Huge. He's got a huge arm on him. I was going to say.
He does.
He can really throw a football.
Huck a football, boy. Good.
Yeah. Like, and
laughably impressive.
Yeah, like
and
it's
spin
crazy.
A yarn.
Oh,
he'll
oh, tell
he'll
you
spin
a tale.
A yarn?
He'll tell you a tale.
We worked with TJ a long time.
Yeah. You want to spend a good afternoon, go huck some footballs with him and ask him a few radio stories.
Ask him about Donnybrooks.
Please
text him today and ask
just
him about
nothing
Donnybrook.
But Donnybrook. Yeah. Tag every text you send him to Donnybrook for no reason.
Nobody loves a Donnybrook like TJ loves a Donnybrook.
Oh, does he ever?
He loves a Donnybrook.
Yeah. Good guy.
Yeah.
I love him so much, I ghosted him a couple times. Just because I love him. Good dude. All right. Hey, enjoy. We'll see you tomorrow. Bye.
This is Z-H-E-Z. Ottawa, home of the Biggs and Barr Show, weekday mornings. 106.1. Sure.